Qué bueno que se cayó la vieja esa. Oiga usted, qué mal canta.
¿Usted cree?
Ay, 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 parece becerro con anginas. Es horroroso. ¿De dónde sacarías el oro, Mr. Brown?
De mi casa.
¿Cómo de su casa?
Es mi mamá.
Welcome back to Napalm Nanny in the Shack. I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. And I wanted this week's episode to focus on the largely misunderstood scene of lowriders. And for the most part, lowriders are associated with gangs, drugs, and a plethora of criminal activities. But as Mr. Cartoon puts it, these cars are a work of art and are expression. To us, it's an art piece. And the most iconic roads to go with these art pieces on wheels is Whittier Boulevard. And Whittier Boulevard is on par with Route 66, as every crack in the pavement has a story to tell. And the boulevard is associated with Chicano culture as a predominantly Latino community set roots in East LA. So it's famous for cruise nights where you ride low and slow, and it's actually known for the band The Midnighters. So the 60s Latino group took inspiration from the British Invasion, traditional R&B, and infused it with Latino flair. And this music style perfectly suits the Chicano culture, as we are a meld of Latino traditions sewn with American culture. So the group is deeply rooted in East Los Angeles, and even have a song in honor of the boulevard. The song opens with the line, "Let's take a trip down Whittier Boulevard," and followed by shouting and a Speedy Gonzalez voice that yells, "Arriba, arriba," then burst with energy with surf guitars and horns. So the song suits the boulevard to a T. The energetic instrumental song mirrors a scene of East LA in the 60s. The Chicano youth would crowd the sidewalk, flirt and exchange numbers, all while cruising or watching friends cruise. And another factor in creating this song is how Little Willie G actually took inspiration from the Rolling Stones song 2120 South Michigan Road. And this song is an honor and home to Chess Records. And Little Willie G was actually hoping that the Stones would sue them or make a comment about the ripped-off idea. Instead, a local disc jockey, Casey Kasim, put the song on constant rotation, making the Midnighters the Beatles of East LA. And before I continue to ramble, here's this week's playlist. Enjoy!
There is something on your mind.
Before the lowrider scene was demonized, there were pachucos. And this group of youth would wear broad-shouldered draped jackets, balloon leg trousers, and occasionally a hat to match. They were nicknamed zoot suiters, but among each other, it was pachucos or pachucas for the ladies. And this generation was living through World War II, and as a result, tensions grew between the Mexican-American youth and white America. And there's so many different factors that led up to the Zoot Suit Riots, between being seen as criminals due to the Sleepy Lagoon trials, and the Bracero program that brought in Mexican men and women to work in the fields to make up for the lack of workforce due to the war, which the traveling immigrants dealt with some terrifying experiences themselves. But the straw that broke the camel's back was how the Zoot Suiters paid no mind to the US war efforts that led to rationing of many goods, one of them being the rationing of wool. So you can see how the use of extra fabric to create Zoot Suits was seen as un-American. So the Zoot Suit Riots of June of 1943 consisted of US sailors going into predominantly Latino communities to incite violence. The servicemen would violently undress Zoot Suiters and either urinate or set fire to the article of clothing. One local paper actually went as far as to print an article on how to de-zoot a suitor, and even painted these servicemen as heroes for fighting the Mexican crime wave. And there's going to be those that will argue that it is a collective racism of Americans that led to the acts of violence and not the land of the free. But I hate to break it to you, there's institutionalized racism. In 1917, a campaign to use toxic chemicals to disinfect immigrants passing through El Paso, Texas passed, and among these chemicals was gasoline baths. This led to the Juarez El Paso bath riots in protest to this inhumane treatment. This was led by Carmelita Torres, a housemaid who crossed the border daily for work, who was humiliated and who had enough of being treated as subhuman. It was also found that the woman's bathhouse was secretly being photographed by health personnel and distributed at cantinas. The kicker in all this? These inhumane practices actually inspired Nazi Germany and the use of gas chambers. The beginning of the 1920s, the US would de-louse the immigrants with Zyklon B. And these fumigations took place, eerily enough, in a gas chamber. And in 1938, a German scientific journal praised the practice in El Paso. So Nazis actually took inspiration from the American campaign to form the Final Solution. So this just goes to show you that, despite generations of institutionalized racism, a beautiful sound and scene can be created. And with that trivia out of the way, here's the rest of the playlist.
'Cause I like the way you love me, oh girl. Every time you kiss me, thrills me from my head to feet. And I tell myself deep down inside there will be no one else for me. 'Cause I like the way you I like the way you love me, thrill me, chill me, love me, oh baby, oh girl. And I like the way you love me, oh girl.
Up to you. up to you. You decide what you gonna do.
And I can't say this enough, but I only scratch the surface on the bits of history. And I don't know about you guys, but I love digging into the chapters of our history book that have been ripped out. So if there's anything you'd want me to cover, just reach out and let me know. And as usual, thank you guys for all the love and support. My mind is absolutely blown by it. So till next week, I am your host, the one, the only Napalm Nanny. Stay safe out there, guys.